This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm very happy to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Argos McCallum. He's executive director of Teatro Paraguas, and Roxanne Tapia joins us. She's board president of Teatro Paraguas, and she's stage manager of the new play, Our Lady of Mariposas, by Alex Hudson. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is a play by, who is Alexandra Hudson, a New Mexico playwright?
Yeah, she's from Santa Fe now. Well, she's originally from Indiana, but she moved to New Mexico a few years back, and she lives in Santa Fe now, very close to Teatro Paraguas. She does a lot of stuff with us, and the play is set in southeastern New Mexico.
And it's about the return or non-return of the monarch butterflies. Set up the story for us.
It's spring of 2002, is that right?
That's correct.
And there was a big freeze, big frost in Mexico, and the butterflies froze. And so there was a big die-off of millions of butterflies. So they weren't sure if there were going to be enough to be left alive to be able to migrate back through New Mexico.
And when those events happen, they seem so metaphorical, and you can see how they're an inspiration for a play like this.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And Alex was saying that some of her childhood memories are butterflies and bugs and things like that. And so she also was influenced in the play with her twin 5-year-old nephews and the way their minds work and their logic works. So in the play, Ansa, who's 7 years old, just about to turn 8, is dreaming about the butterflies which she saw with her parents at their grandparents' house in Mexico, in Ocampo. But the story is complicated by the fact that her mother has left the house and is not, her whereabouts are really unknown. So in her dreams, in her mind, she conflates the absence of the butterflies and the absence of her mother and sets off to try to find them all on her own.
And because she's a little girl, that doesn't necessarily go over so well. And she's got this great dad and a very nice neighbor. And we don't want to give away the whole play because we want people to go see it. But one of the things that I appreciated about it is it's really written in a kind of puro Spanglish.
Yeah, that's what really first attracted me to the play, because it's a very simple story, but the language is so true. I mean, I've been around Santa Fe for almost 50 years, and so, you know, I know. Anyway, it rang so true that I said, we've got to do this play.
So you have Ansa, who is a little 7-year-old girl, and then you have Esperanza, who she is when she grows up, and so these two characters are sort of drifting in and out of each other, and you have this kind of almost character of the monarch butterflies and of the absent mother. Tell us about some of the challenges of staging this play.
Well, I think that they've done a lot in casting to get the right folks to have the right girl to play Maya. First of all, she's an amazing little actress.
Maya?
Maya plays Ansa. I'm sorry. And she's an amazing actress, and she's just doing a great job of portraying that. And then plus Rosario, who plays Esperanza, the grown-up Ansa. You know, they look like they could be the same person, and then they do great things with the lighting and the staging to make, you know, it clear that it's her memory that's living on stage. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, Skip Rappaport's done the lights, and Mims Mater has designed the set, and they go really well together. I'm really happy that so many people have put such great energy into the play.
Another amazing aspect is Jojo Sena de Tarnoff has written an original song for the play from one of the monologues that Esperanza delivers. And she does a lot of background music, especially during the Esperanza scenes.
Yeah.
Which is really cool, since she's sort of the narrator or the person watching over the story.
Right.
Yeah, for that effect as well.
And it's a very kind of sweet theme, but also a very, if you interpret it this way, sort of poignant and scary one in this time of changing climate and environmental destruction. It's like, are the butterflies coming back? is your wife coming back? Is your life going to regenerate in some way? What gets killed? What remains?
It's a very interesting journey that Manuel, the father, takes, played by Jason Jaramillo, who's doing a great job, because all the kind of stereotypes, the Hispanic father, you know, all the expectations of being the provider and being the one who says what will happen, all those stereotypes kind of don't mean much when you're a single parent. And to see the beautiful journey that Manuel has to take in order to accept what's happening in his life and his daughter's life. And in the end, he comes out a whole man, so to speak.
Now, this play opens tonight, and it runs at Teatro Paraguas on Calle Marie here in Santa Fe through the 13th of September. And then it opens at the National Hispanic Cultural Center.
That's correct. It's part of the Siembra Latino Theater Festival that the Hispanic Center has been holding now for over a year. They've almost had a play every month. There are a number of different groups around New Mexico, Patricia Crespin in Las Vegas, and Teatro Nuevo México in Las Meganenas, and others in Albuquerque. So,
Camino Real.
Yeah, so yeah. We've been very fortunate. We produced a play there last September as well, When the Stars Trembled in Rio Puerco, by Shabana Coelho, based on Nazario Garcia's stories. So this is our second play in the Siembra Latino Theater Festival.
And second new play.
Second new play.
By a local playwright.
There we go.
Female.
Yeah.
Female, even, if you would.
Yeah, so the play, if you see it tonight, you'll be seeing the very first performance of this play. We're talking about Our Lady of Mariposas. And what's it like to reach Albuquerque audiences? It's a different audience down there.
Well, there is a vibrant theater audience down there and a vibrant theater scene, and there are quite a number of local Hispanic theater patrons in Albuquerque. So we're very happy to be there.
Now, tell us a little bit more about Teatro Paraguas. We've had you on for years, but we haven't really talked about what the concept of the theater is, for at least for a while. they're pointing at each other.
So, the mission of Teatro Paraguas centers around celebrating the diversity of cultures in New Mexico and presenting English and bilingual poetry and theater. For, you know, trying to appeal to and represent the cultures in New Mexico. Plus, we have an education aspect. We want to educate our youth, I guess, in the bilingual theater and sort of bring them up in this rich culture.
Yeah, it's been a kind of a dream, and it's becoming reality. Of actually, Teatro Paraguas helping to create a career pathway for young Latino and Hispanic teens and young people in this town.
Actors, playwrights.
As an actor, given that the demographic in the country is
shifting.
You know, the Latino-Hispanic population is growing leaps and bounds. Mm-hmm. So there's obviously going to be more movies, more plays, everything. And Santa Fe is blessed with so many different cultures. I just feel that there should be a career pathway. We've worked in the past with Capitol High. We've worked with some of the other schools. And we really hope we can keep that going and increase our involvement with students.
And it's really interesting how well some of the bilingual work goes over. The most recent thing I saw, I think, was the Walt Whitman and Pablo Neruda play that was not exactly a play, but a sort of staged recitations of their poetry, and in Spanish and in English with the opposite language projected. And it was just beautiful and completely comprehensible and very deeply felt. I mean, it's some of that work is just very successfully projected to the audiences.
Well, that's the hope, right? that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
So we were really grateful by the audience's appreciation of that production. We even brought it back in August and nearly had a sellout weekend. So we were just really grateful, and that's what we want to share and bring to the city.
This play, Our Lady of Mariposas, opens tonight
and it runs Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 and Sundays at 2 o'clock at Teatro Paraguas. For more information, people can call 424-1601 here in the 505 area code, and they can also go to teatroparaguas.org. And starting on the 17th of September, it opens at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, and that's Thursday through Sunday also at 7:30 and Sundays at 2, and people can go to nationalhispaniccenter.org. Anything else that you want to let our folks know before we go today?
Well, this is the first play in our 12th season, so we're kind of amazed and flabbergasted and happy that we've made it this far.
Excellent.
And the next play coming up is Yemayá's Belly, kind of a magical realism play by Chiara Alegría Udis, which Alex Hudson, the playwright of this play, is directing. So.
Okay, excellent.
One interesting thing is we have some middle school students that are working as assistant stage managers on the production of Our Lady of Mariposas. We found them through the Breakthrough Santa Fe program that was held at Santa Fe Prep, and it's to help middle schoolers sort of navigate their way through school and high school and on to college, hopefully, and find career pathways. And that we just have three great students working with us, Victoria, Jocelyn, and Stephanie.
And all of them are middle school students working on this play.
Yes.
Our Lady of Mariposas.
Yes.
Very
yes.
Cool. Good. Well, I want to thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe. Teatro Paraguas, Argus McCallum, Executive Director, Roxanne Tapia, Board President and Stage Manager of Our Lady of Mariposas. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to Studio X for their technical support and web design.